Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Wednesday, March 29th, 2023. Today he is assuring us that all is moving forward toward our awakening precisely as divinely planned and intended. The illusion is being recognized for what it is, illusory. Here in the non-physical realms, we are all looking forward most enthusiastically to humanity's imminent collective awakening and to then joining with you all in the celebrations that are planned and that will ensue. Truly, a most magnificent event is about to unfold, and the joy that you are about to experience will indubitably amaze you as the unreal times of fear, pain, and suffering dissolve into the void from which it seems that they arose into actuality. You are to awaken into the joy that has always been, is, and always will be God's will for all of her divine creation. You are always present in this state of limitless joy. It just seems, while you are in form as humans, that this is not and cannot be the case. And that is because of what the illusion, the dream state, or game of separation is all about. You built it for this very purpose, and it has served its purpose extremely well. But the time has arrived for its termination. Dreams and games do not and cannot last. There is always a termination point, and that point is now. In time, where you are presently experiencing life as humans in form, we have for quite a long time been telling you that the moment for termination of the illusion or game is very close, and that it will happen very soon. And this has always been true. It has not been some fanciful, illusory idea that we have been offering you. However, because you are experiencing life in time, and because, naturally enough, you believe in and submit yourselves to the flow of time, this moment of closeness, of soonness, seems to have lasted a very long time. But, as you have so often been told, and as modern physics has finally realized, time is unreal. There is only now. And so now is when you are going to awaken. And even as you are experiencing the apparent reality of the unreality of time, that moment of now is extremely close. I would remind you yet again that all is divinely taken care of, that God's divine plan for you is absolutely and precisely on time, because there is no other possibility. You are awakening, and many are actually experiencing delightful moments of being awake, during which they feel happy and joyful, and are realizing that there is no need to doubt what has been divinely promised, because they can feel it, and therefore know that it is happening. The illusion is being recognized for what it is, illusory. Yes, there are many who are still fully engaged with it and suffering enormously as a result. But that is, of course, normal. The normality that you have been experiencing for eons is about as far removed from reality as it is possible to be, as your collective egoic mind continues to encourage fear and the resultant expectation of future catastrophes and disasters. The seeming reality of the unreal has been most cleverly maintained, while the scenes and the actors change and the seemingly unending story continues to unfold. This time of waiting is being experienced extremely intensely by many because of the unfolding dramas to which the media are drawing the focus of their attention. Because so many are fully aware of the need for major changes in the ways you live and interact with one another, and because many are also feeling that these essential changes are occurring, but not quickly enough. In fact, many are indeed wondering if the necessary changes will actually be brought to fruition, or if instead some catastrophic disasters could throw you back into the maelstrom of violence and corruption in which humanity has been collectively engulfed for eons. This anxiety is completely understandable because it is deeply ingrained within you all, due to the eons in which the collective way of living has been step by step from catastrophe to catastrophe, and as conflict was chosen as the only way forward, instead of engaging in dialogue and deliberation for the benefit of all involved. However, the collective has finally, irrevocably, and most definitely chosen and taken the decision to awaken. Therefore, because of the love and the wisdom with which that choice or decision was made, fully supported by Mother, Father, God, there is no way you can fall back into limitation, conflict, and confusion. All are becoming aware that there is only love, that their true and only nature is love, and they are most willingly and enthusiastically embracing this divine truth, the only truth. You all are love. You have never departed from that state. You have just momentarily fallen into a state of amnesia while asleep and dreaming, and from which you are about to awaken into full conscious awareness of the eternal joy of your true and changeless nature, one with each other and with your divine and holy source. Please continue to make daily visits to your own individual holy sanctuaries, where you will enjoy feeling the peace and love that is always present within you, awaiting your acceptance of it. Doing this enormously empowers your constantly and powerfully reset intent to be only loving whatever arises during the day. You then quietly and most beautifully, by living through and as your true nature without any fanfare or egotistical display, very effectively demonstrate to all with whom you interact the amazing power of love to maintain an energy of peace and calm that is felt by all of those with whom you come in contact. Doing just this is your purpose now, because being you is the most effective and expeditious way to bring all of the human collective into full conscious awareness of its true and divine nature. This is the state of complete and most joyful wakefulness, without any possibility of interruption, in which all are eternally present and most beautifully focused in and on the divine presence of Mother, Father, God, which is a state of unsurpassable joy. With so very much love, Saul.